Proclamation number 0846 of 3rd of April, 1939. Insects. By virtue of your willpower, you can penetrate the secrets of creation and, as it were, immerse yourself completely in all the wonders of divine creation. And so your teacher on the other side will give you an account of the origin of insects, without which the earth would be inconceivable to you. You can already recognize from the industrious activity of all small living beings that they are likewise assigned an activity which is not always comprehensible to you. Every being has again countless kindred accompanying beings in its vicinity, i.e., a being of any species will never appear isolated in nature but will always become visible to people in the majority. Thus a so-called tribe will be found in every animal species. In order to let a new being come into being, only the will of the Creator is necessary. He places the impulse to unite in a pair of the same kind of being. This follows the impulse and thus, as it were, begets new living beings according to divine will. The tiniest beings are therefore only the Creator's will that has taken shape. They have received their external form and the spiritual strength that animates them and now likewise integrate themselves into the entire work of creation by carrying out the activity assigned to them, likewise according to the Creator's will. All life and animation in nature corresponds to some wise purpose, but for the most part incomprehensible to man. Let the simple fly explain to you the purpose of its existence, and you would be greatly astonished at the important task incumbent upon it in creation. Its activity consists in the continued improvement of the air, and indeed in a certain purification of small and very small insects which are more or less harmful to people, which are again taken up by the fly as food, and therefore not one of these tiniest living beings will enliven creation entirely without meaning, for they always stand in some spiritual connection to the whole work of creation. Either as bearers or conductors of spiritual power or also as an intermediate station only a very short life, so that the respective outer form is again increased to be able to take up the same power on a larger scale. The smallest and smallest living beings already unite in themselves to form larger beings capable of life, and thus even the smallest insects are carriers of spiritual power and are also always wisely added to the work of creation by the Lord of heaven and earth for the purpose of transferring and transmitting spiritual power. The human being of the present time must pay particular attention to how significant all these small insects are and remain in the whole of creation and how the existence of each of them so meaningfully serves the preservation of another work of creation, how not one of the smallest beings is without significance, both in an earthly as well as in a spiritual sense. Amen.